All right, we're back, and we're continuing on the six focus points that will kind of pull together everything financially. It's kind of like the Cliff Notes that we do on money, and then you can take this Cliff Note and go back to our podcast, which we have a lot of those podcasts that are detailed, each of every one of these things that we're talking about. But this third focus point is developing income. And when you develop income, you want to develop multiple income streams. How do you develop multiple income streams? So when I meet with people and they're retired, the first thing I do is I start looking at their income streams. And I say, where do you make your money? And they say, well, I got Social Security. Well, I got a pension. I've got this much money in my 401k. I got this much money sitting in an outside investment account. I have a couple rental properties, and I have a business. That's pretty cool right there. If they retire and they've got Social Security, that's one. They've got a pension, that's two. They've got a retirement plan through the IRA, that's three. They've got a rental property or two, that's four. Maybe they own a business, okay, that they can continue to draw income, that's five. And then the next thing, and then they've got other investments, just pure taxable investments, that's six. Wow, that's pretty cool, right? You got six income streams. You know, I've always run, like right now, I have, in addition to my retirement plans, my investment plans, my Social Security that I'll draw one day, I've got a business, I've got three businesses that cause me and generate income from. So I'm diversified. So what I want to do is develop a diversified income that always grows. Now, I will say this. I like to stick to the things that I know about. And so everything I do, even though it's diversified among different types of businesses, it all kind of falls within the framework of what I do, which I know, which is financial services. That's what I do. And so I have multiple income streams that allow me to be diversified. I do investments, you know, for people. I do insurance for people. I have a mortgage license. And so I can, you know, help people refinance. I can do all these different things. Then I have an agency. So I have people that are out there earning money for themselves, but I also get paid on that. And I have a radio show, and I have a software company. I have all these different things that allow me to generate income. And I'm always looking for ways to take what I'm doing and multiply my income streams. I want to raise my income streams, and then that way that allows me to live as large as I want to live, provided I'm saving, you know, my 50% or my 25%. And so if you do that, you'll get yourself in great shape really quick. And so always work on your skill set. If you're out there right now and you don't like your job, find a new job. Find something you love, become great at it. Then once you do that, you'll be in a position to where you no longer have a job anymore, because you wake up every day, you're like, hey, I can't wait to go. All right, I like what I do. I want to, you know, read about it every morning. You know, I get up every morning, I go through my news feed. I'm always reading. I don't know how many hours a day I read, but I'm always reading about the stuff that I want to be good at. All right, you know, I love playing golf. I read about golf. I love dealing with people and helping people with their money, and so I do that. I'm a small business guy. You know, I read all about those kind of things and the stock market and all that. But the reason I do that is because I like what I do. If you're sitting there right now and you don't like what you're doing, stop doing that. Find something different. Go get a career counselor. Start a business. Do something. But the bottom line is you got to find something you love. And then once you find something you love, what will happen is you will get great at it. Your income will go up because you're valuable. You know what you're doing. People, you'll be sought after because you're an expert. And pretty much if you get great at pretty much anything, you can go. What I always tell people, if you want to find out if it's a good idea, just start looking and say, well, is there anybody doing really well doing this? All right. Do I know anybody? And you say, well, I want to be a school teacher. All right. Well, that's fine. Go be a school teacher. You say, ah, but school teachers don't make that much money. Some school teachers do. You know, some school teachers end up starting as a school teacher, and they go start colleges on their own, and they create curriculums and they sell it. And so you just have to look at it and say, how can I ultimately, you know, expand my income, maybe start a business as a result of it. You know, if you want to be a personal trainer, can you make any money? Absolutely. I mean, I would imagine most of your personal trainers, when they started their personal trainers, they ended up owning gyms, and then some of them own hundreds of gyms, you know, the Gold's Gyms and all those kind of things. So you can always do that, but what you have to do is find something you love, and then you can work hard and start developing income. Number four. So right now, positive attitude, number one. Number two, protect yourself from disaster. Number three is develop multiple income streams, find something you like, that kind of thing. Number four is save and invest. Let's go on the offense. Now, there's an order in which we do save and invest. First one is we fully fund our retirement plan. You know, I know people that they don't max out their retirement plan, and they got their kids, you know, college all funded. You know, they're so excited about having their kids and stuff like this, you know, that they really try to do stuff for their kids and they neglect their own retirement plan, or they have fully, you know, able kids that can be working and the kids are not working the way they're supposed to be working and they're not funding their retirement plans. And then one day they're going to be like, Junior, can I borrow some money so I can eat? We don't want that. So the first step to the offense is max out your retirement plans. If you have a 401k through work, think about this. Max it out. Get the matching. Do that. You can put up to $27,000 in with the catch-ups if you're over 50 to your retirement plan, plus get matching, plus get it tax deductible. All right? I mean, man alive. I mean, it's like, if you're not fully funding your retirement plans, what is wrong, okay? I mean, come on. You got to be doing that kind of stuff. Now, if you got yourself deeply in debt, well, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to get out of debt so you can do that. Maybe you got a car you need to sell and buy a less expensive one, and then maybe pay off some of that credit card debt, get on the budget, and do all that kind of stuff. But as soon as you can potentially do that, it's free money if you work as for a company that has a 401k. I mean, I've set up several of these things where, you know, it's amazing. The participation rate is only about 60% of the people participate in a 401k when they have matching funds. So you put in six, they give you three, and only 60% of the people, that's a 50% return on your money in addition to its tax deductible. Come on, guys, think about that. If you're not maxing this out, you are just not thinking clearly. And so you need to do that. If you need help picking your 401k choices, very important that you know how to pick them, then contact us. We will be happy to do a Zoom call with you and say, here's the way you should invest based on what we know about you. This is where you should put your 401k money inside the choices that you have. If you are over 59 and a half, you may not know this, but you're eligible to roll your 401k into a IRA and continue to work and contribute to your existing 401k account. The benefit of that is that you now have other options that may be better, cheaper, more diversified, and you can have the assistance of a financial advisor. It's called an in-service withdrawal plan, where if you're over 59 and a half, you can do that. And so what we're doing is we're going to work on our retirement plans. If we are not working for a company, you know, that would include, you know, if you're working, I say company, school system, that's a 403B, you know, maybe a 457 deferred comp plan, then you're self-employed, or maybe you don't have one of those available. You can do IRAs. You can do Roth IRAs where they grow tax-free and they're after-tax investments, or you can do what's called deductible IRAs where you can put money in there. You can put $6,000 or $7,000, depending on how old you are, into those things. I always tell people, automate the retirement plan. If you have a 401k, you have it automatically deducted out of your paycheck. That's how that works. You choose a percentage and you do it. If you have an IRA, you say, well, I got $6,000 a year. I'm going to fund. I'm going to put $500 a month in automatically out of my checking account. It's built into my budget, which is called pay yourself first. Most important thing is you don't want to save money at the end of the budget. You want to save money first. Then the budget is what you spend after you've taken care of yourself. It'd be like if you ran a business, wouldn't you want to be profitable? You know, if you run a business and you're losing money or you're spending everything you make and not making a profit, that's not a good thing. Well, if you're spending everything you make, your hard-earned work, and you don't have any money saved, then you're like a business that's not making a profit. And so if you have an income, then you need to save a percentage of your income, and the goal being 25% would be a great way to go. Now, when we do those things, always make it easy. I recommend, you know, I always tell people fully fund the 401k. It's automatically deducted out of your paycheck. Have what's called a PAC, a pre-authorized check deduction, in order to do it if you have IRAs. If you're self-employed, we're going to go to taking advantage of retirement plans like SEPs and individual 401ks and stuff like that. And so you want to be thinking about that. And there's a lot of different retirement plans that you can put money into if you're self-employed. You know, if you're self-employed, you got to do it on your own or you're not going to have anything and you don't have any backup plan. Your backup plan has always been you, but you don't want to be in a situation where one day you retire and you don't have any money saved and you got to keep working. And now you're older and you're, you know, I mean, I'm 60 years old. I don't work like I did when I was 35. And so, but I don't have to because I started planning in order to get to a point where one day I can slow down a little bit, you know, go play golf and enjoy life a little bit more. Not because I don't love what I'm doing, but you know what? Hey, life is not only about work, but you want to get yourself in a position to where you have what I call do nothing money. And do nothing money is money that comes in for doing nothing. Think about that. And so when you're working on the offense, we're going to save and invest for a retirement first. Then we're going to fund things like opportunities, which might be opportunity to open another business, invest in business, stuff like that. Then the third part of the offense is we probably are going to look for our kids, you know, college, and then maybe, you know, some kind of succession plan, that kind of deal. So today we have covered four. The beginning of the 6 points, we'll be continuing on this. I would encourage you to go to roymatlockjr.com and log in to the podcast, any of our educational series. Hey, I believe this, that if you're educated, you can make great decisions. I am a financial advisor. That's what I do. I help people. If you would like help with your money, go to roymatlockjr.com or call 615-843-2999. We'll talk to you next week.